So this week's parsha said is parshas Pinchas, and Pinchas goes in whatever he did last week. And the Torah is now telling us, testifying that the fact is that Pinchas was doing everything right. So then the Torah says that Pinchas receives a lot of Pinchas receives something from Hashem. And what does he see? We receive from Hashem. He receives bris kunas olam, bris shalom from nicely bris shalom. But he says before that, why does he receive it? He says, Pinchas ben Alaz ben Aaron Akain, Heshev eschamasim al bnei Yisrael. He turned back my anger from the Jewish people. And the question is, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a wonderful question on this point, and he says, Heshev eschamasim al bnei Yisrael. What are you talking about? Who turned back the anger? Hashem turned back. Hashem decided to turn back the anger. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Pinchas. Yeah, technically he did something and Hashem decided that was something that turned back Hashem's anger. But who made the decision to turn it back? It was Hashem did it all. So what are we talking about, what Pinchas did? And Rav Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful, beautiful answer to the question. I'm going to try to explain it a tiny drop. And his answer to the question is that, what's the greatest mitzvahs that we have in the world? There's a few of the greatest mitzvahs that we call bris. Means bris is a covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are those mitzvahs? One is the actual bris that we do on a baby when a baby's 8 days old. And a baby boy when he's 8 days old. To the extent is that one of the people is, I think Rabbi Yochanan or whatever, one of the Amoraim, Tanam, early Amoraim or late Tanam. And he asked him a question. He said, does Hashem make everything perfect? And the Tano Amara answered, he said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make everything perfect, because he knew what he was talking about. And he says, Hashem makes human beings, and he wants us on the eighth day to cut off a bris, to make the person perfect. So the idea is, what's so great about that? It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done on his own. He could have made it that a baby's born with a bris. No, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants us to imaginarily fill in to make us perfect. Another thing that we have is by tzedakah, by charity. What does it say by charity? One of the Romans, I think it was, asked one of the Tanam or Amoraim again, and asked him, he said, I don't understand, why do you give charity? He says, Hashem wanted that person to be poor. Why would you give him something? If Hashem wanted him to be rich, you give him, let Hashem give him money. Hashem could do what you believe. Hashem could do anything. So let Hashem do it. So he answers, he says that Hashem wants us to go through this motions to be similar like Hashem. And the same thing is, Rav Moshe says, if you go one step further, you have by Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah, when we learn the Torah, before everybody's born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an angel, or all the Torah is taught to us. And then right on our way out, it taps us by under our nose, by the top of our lip. And somehow we forget it all. Why couldn't Hashem just make it? If he wanted us to learn Torah and know the Torah, he should have just said, forget it. Let's not do that. Let's not tap it over there. So Rav Moshe says, from here we see that everything's really, the things that we do are really, the great accomplishments are really just accomplishments of Hashem. And we're just imaginary, we're like a puppet going through emotions. Going through a motion, not emotions, but going through a motion. And he says, but we have to know that reality is that we are a puppet. But whose puppet are we? We're a puppet from Hashem. And we're supposed to follow what Hashem says. And understanding that, that's the greatest thing that we can do. And taking that a step further, today is Rav Shlomo Karlino's yahrzeit. He passed away on this day. And he was a tremendous tzaddik. I could talk about him. We could talk about him for an hour or two. But I'm going to say two things that were given over from him. Two things he used to say was, there's two things left in this world that we have the ability to do. And what are the two things? One thing that we have left over is tefillah. That means we have the ability to pray. And when we pray, if we really feel it, then we really feel it from beginning to end. You know, some of the words, our whole body, we make our body feel it. Then that's really a tremendous accomplishment. We could have tremendous accomplishments through that. And the other one, he says, is remembering that we are Hashem's child. We are a prince. And again, these are two things that are person changing. It's you change the human being, because we're not anymore just a regular guy. We're not just anymore a regular person, a regular girl, person, male, female, whatever, you know, we're not. We are Hashem's children. And through that, we're a different person. And the same thing is what our tefillah. What's tefillah do? It brings us close to that Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the more we feel it, the more we get close to that Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the more we are great, it brings us up levels. Those are the two things we can accomplish. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us all. That we should have a tremendous Shabbos. And through Shabbos and every other mitzvah that we ever do, we should be able to feel our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should be able to feel Hashem through us. And then, of course, it brings us closer and closer and make us have a tremendous covenant that feels special spirituality and closeness to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Mm-hmm.